I am so thankful. So thankful. God, that you've always been faithful. So faithful. So many times my heart had looked away, like the song says. Many times I couldn't pray. So true. So true. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You can be seated for a few minutes. Hallelujah. Well, now I really have no idea where the service is going. Title of my message was going to be Greater Things, because I strive to feel greater things. I strive to do greater things, to see greater things. Jesus said, greater works than these shall ye do. And it's in John 14. In John 14, I've read this chapter a lot this week. Man, there is just so much in that. He reveals where he's going, what he's going to do, how he's coming back, how he's not going to leave us comfortless. He will come to us, and that the Comforter is the Holy Ghost. All this is revealed in John 14. He says that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Have I been with you so long? You've not, you know, when you see me, you see the Father. That's the condensed version. Greater works than these shall ye do. And then I start thinking, well, what has Jesus done? He raised the dead, and he opened blinded eyes, and he unstopped deaf ears, and he caused the lame to walk, and all these miracles. He calmed the sea with his hand, and he walked on water. He himself rose from the dead. Greater works than these shall ye do. And I thought, man, how much greater can we do? Maybe not in quality, but in quantity. It says also in Scripture that if it were written down, all the miracles that Jesus performed into books, the world itself could not contain the amount of books. That's a lot of miracles. And so, greater things. I want to do greater things. I want to see greater things. I want to walk in greater places with him. Now, normally I don't eat a breakfast, but this morning I got up and I thought, I'll just have a quick bowl of cereal. So I've got out an unopened box of cereal out of my cupboard and poured it into that bowl. Poured in my milk, like my milk. Always have liked milk. I'll take milk over water. So I'm in there, I'm about 3 or 4 bites into it, and I notice a little protein that's not supposed to be in there floating in my milk. I looked at that, and I said, well, I'm not going to finish this bowl because bugs got to it first. But I thought, if I'm really hungry, if I was really hungry, that wouldn't stop me. Nothing would stop me from getting to the bottom of that bowl if I was really, really physically hungry. And that's where I need to be in my walk with God. Hungry, that nothing will stop me from getting to the bottom of the bowl, to getting for all that God has for me. Years ago, in my previous life, I would have been probably 18 or 19. I was at a concert in an outdoor venue. It was probably high 80s, low 90s, and it was an all-day event. And we were not prepared for that kind of heat. And evidently they weren't either, because as the day wore on, all the vendors ran out of stuff to drink to sell. And then they were selling cups of ice, which they then ran out of. And It left such an impression on me that day because I have never been that thirsty ever before or since as I was that day. And there was nothing to be had. And I can relate to those old Westerns where the guy's walking through the desert and his horse is laying back there because it was the first thing to go. And then his hat's laying behind him, his gun belt, and it's just a trail of stuff, his empty canteen as he's just dragging, and he's parched lips and cracked. And I can relate to that a little bit now. Not quite that bad, but almost. And I walked, and I was walking among, people were sitting all over the hillsides and stuff. And I walked past this one couple people. I remember the outhouse was like 15, 20 feet behind them, but I can still picture it in my mind. It left such an impression on me that I walked past them, and they had an open cooler there, and there was cooler water in it. And there's grass floating in it, and items are floating in it, but I didn't care. And I said, "Can I drink some of your cooler water?" And they looked at each other like, "Okay." And I got this cup of, and I scooped it in there, and I could taste like spilt beer and junk that was in it. It didn't matter. It was wet. And I just drank and drank and drank till I was no longer parched. And I've never been that thirsty before or since. Here it is 40-some years later, and I can see it like it was yesterday because it left such an impression on me. When you thirst like that for the Holy Ghost, when you thirst like that for a touch of God, nothing else matters. Your problems fall by the wayside because I got to get to Him. Like the woman with the issue of blood who had to touch the hem of His garment. Nothing was going to stop her. She had to get to Jesus. Well, that's the way I feel right now. I've got to get to Jesus. I need more of Him. I'm not satisfied. I'm hungry and I'm thirsty and I want to see greater things in the kingdom of God. I want to see miracles moving throughout the house. I want to see gifts of the Spirit in operation. Those things are here. They just need to be loosed. God's looking for a hungry people, a thirsty people. That's what He's looking for. That's what He wants. Somebody who's willing to stand up, take the fight to the enemy, no matter what. Like Gideon. He started out with 32,000 soldiers. And God said, "It's too many." And He said, "Tell them, who's ever afraid, whoever doesn't want to be here, send them home." 22,000 men left and went home. He's left with 10,000 men. It's not the quantity, it's the quality. And God says, "It's still too many." Well, that doesn't make sense in warfare. You want as many well-trained men as you can handle, as you can muster. You want them in there fighting a battle with you. And He says, "It's too many. Have them drink out of the brook. Whoever scoops it up and laps it out of their hand, those are the ones you want." Well, now He's left with 300 men. Out of 32,000 soldiers, He's left with 300 men. He goes on to win the battle with nothing more than torches and trumpets and the hand of God. It's not the quantity, it's the quality. I need a quality walk with God. We're reaching for greater things. Greater things in the Spirit. Greater thing. I want to see this house filled to capacity and beyond. There are backsliders out there. We've all got loved ones out there that need a touch of God, need a renewed walk with God. I need a renewed walk with God every day. Because I don't know what the day holds. God knows. You see, any problem you encounter throughout the day, it had to go through God first. God's already been there. Hallelujah. It's like I was talking about monuments, Mount Rushmore or Mount St. Helens or somewhere you go, or the Grand Canyon. And you go and you witness its splendor. But without a tour guide, you really don't understand it all. You don't can't get a grasp of everything you're seeing. This took this long to carve, or this took this long to manufacture, or this took this long for nature to do this. And if you go down this trail, you'll encounter this. When I was a much younger man, I hiked the Grand Canyon. And it gives you a whole different perspective when you're down there at the campsite looking up, looking at everything around you. Most people see it from the rim, and they see it from the upper part, or the airplane or helicopter that flies over it. If you look at a mountain, most people see it from the base. But if you're willing to step out and put forth the effort and reach the summit, you get a whole new perspective on the world around you. And that's where we need to go in our walk with God, to achieve greater things. We need to step out of the norm. We need to put forth the effort and take that extra step. Achieve the summit. Go down where the Lord takes you. Maybe it's into the valley and give you a whole different perspective on the things around you. Hallelujah. I believe it was 1848. Gold was discovered in California, Northern California. And in 1849, the gold rush happened. Everyone, we're hearing stories about gold laying everywhere. It's easy to get to. You can just walk up and pick up gold off the ground. And we know it as the 49ers, the gold rush, 1849. If you ever wonder why San Francisco has a football team called the 49ers, because of the gold rush, the 49ers. Men would sell everything. They would give up their livelihoods. They would give up their businesses. They would walk away from their families. They would leave their farms, leave everything behind for the promise of something greater. Most men failed. Most men went home penniless. A lot of people died. People that really got rich were the ones supplying the picks and the shovels and the pans and fixing the meals and boarding houses and that sort of thing. Those were the ones that made the money. But once in a while, if somebody put in the work and somebody put in the perseverance, and day after day, they'd take that shovel and they'd start digging. And they're mining out something they're hoping for. And then they reach rock. So they break out the pick and they start picking at those rocks, and they're looking for that glint of gold, looking for that quartz, that mother lode, that vein. Used to say, there be gold in them there hills. Not always. But every day, a miner would get up and he'd go a little farther into that mountainside. Maybe today's the day. And he'd wheel out a cart full of rocks. And you'd see him, he'd be weathered and maybe pale because he goes into the mine at sunrise and doesn't come out till sunset. And day after day, week after week, month after month, maybe year after year, this man dedicates himself to the promise of hitting it rich, mining out gold. Day after day. What keeps him going? Promise tomorrow that could be the day. One more hit. One more pick. One more shovel load. One more cart full of rock. Maybe today's the day. Maybe today's the day that I hit that thing, break off a chunk of rock, and there it is, the gold. It's one more hit away, one more pick away, one more shovel load away, one more promise away, one more prayer away, one more fast away. Hallelujah, what you need, hang in there. Keep picking at it. Keep working at it. Well, I failed. It wasn't today. okay, keep going. As long as you don't quit, you're going to hit it. Keep working at it. Keep working at it. Keep swinging that pick. Keep pushing that shovel. Keep moving that cart. Keep swinging that pick. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Your mother load's right around the corner. It's the same thing in a spiritual walk with God. As long as we keep working at it, keep swinging that pick, keep hitting that rock, that vein of gold is just around the corner. I want to go deeper in God than I've ever been in my life. I want to go further in God. I want to see mighty, mighty things in my walk with God. It's just one more swing of the pick. It's just one more shovel load. Don't quit. Don't give up. One more prayer. You've been praying for somebody for years to come back to God. And on the outside, you don't see it. But on the inside, God's speaking to them. He's working on their heart. That backslider, that lost loved one, he's working on their heart. Pray to, Lord, when they're shut down in the middle of the night, when their guard is down, when they're dreaming, Lord, get in those dreams. That's how God got back to me in a dream. Get in those dreams. Work on it, Lord. Wake them up. Don't give them a moment's peace. Let them know that you're still there. Like he chases after me, like that song said. He's chasing after me. I'm so thankful he didn't give up on me. I'm so thankful. And I was praying earlier tonight, or this afternoon, I was thinking, from a 15-year-old boy to where I am right now, it's like night and day, where God said, I want you to preach. And I was like, what are you doing? I wanted no part of it, but God said, I want you to preach. And here I am. I think the men who have been on this platform, and I think of myself. See, I look in the mirror, and I still see a very flawed individual. See, I see what I've been. God sees me for what I can be. He sees each and every one of us for what we can be. Instead of saying, Lord, I can't, Lord, I can, or who am I that God can use me? I'm a child of God that God can use me. I'm blood bought by the blood of the Lamb, and God can use us mightily. A W.L. Cisco didn't start out W.L. Cisco. He was just a regular guy. Until he got into the secret place. And that made the difference. Jerry Smucker didn't start out being a doctor and a pastor and a tremendous man of God. It took effort. Pastor Pelham, a man of prayer. That's a family of prayer. You wonder why all those kids are serving God? You wonder why they can do what they do, pastor two churches? Prayer. Putting God first. Everything else will fall into place if you put God first. Everything falls into place. Seek ye first. Yes, absolutely. So I just want to continue this mission and this journey, this vision that we have for this church to grow. That we can all get into that secret place. We can all mine out the things of God. That we don't quit. We don't give up. We keep working at it. We keep picking at that rock. Keep picking at that rock. And pretty soon we're going to break off that chunk, because greater things are not only ahead, greater things are already happening now. Hallelujah. Greater things are happening now. Yeah, I guess we're going to have the praise team come back right now. That was short and sweet. Well, God is good all the time. Hallelujah, Jesus. I am so thankful to be in his presence. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like everything this world has to offer is a facade. it's a shadow, it's a fake, it's not real. And it's not going to last. Sure, it has temporary pleasures. It's all right. But God has things laid up for us that hasn't entered into our hearts or into our minds. What he's prepared for us. He said he goes to prepare a place for us. And he's going to come back and we can be there with him. You know, up there, we'll be walking on streets of gold. We don't have to mine it out. Because God uses it for pavement. Walls of jasper, gates of pearl. There used to be a song sang years ago by an individual talking about in heaven there won't be any shadows because God is the light. And it's coming from everywhere. I long to see that. I long to see my dad again. I long to see my grandma again. Pastor Cisco, Brother Davis, Brother Smucker, Sister Morrison, all those that have gone before us. You see, they're in their reward. They're where we're striving to get. You know, it leaves a gap in our lives when our loved ones are called home. And we mourn and we cry and we are sad. But long ago, I had to come to a realization that when I mourned because my dad passed away, it was for my loss, the emptiness it left in my heart. Because he's in his reward. He's with Jesus. I firmly believe that. He's in a body that's well. And he's walking and dancing and singing the praises of God, as they all are. And that's where I want to be. Hallelujah. If we could all stand. I urge you, if you haven't made a step towards God today, do it. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Because no one has the promise of tomorrow. The Bible's full of promises, but the promise of tomorrow isn't one of them. So, maybe I'll go through this better another time, but God had different plans today. See, ministry, like I said, isn't just from the pulpit. It's part of it. Ministry is the praise team. Ministry is the instruments. Ministry is you and me. Ministry is moving amongst the congregation. Ministry is also taking it out to the masses where the hungry are. Jesus left the 99 and went out for the one because he cares that much. God, give us that heart. Give us that heart to take out, Lord, to not be shy, but to be bold in the spirit. Lord, that we can take this word, we can take your presence, God, share it with others because there's a lost in a dying world. There's a hungry world out there. You never know. You never know who you're coming in contact with. On the outside, they may look the roughest and the gruffest, but on the inside, they may have the tenderest heart. You never know. God knows. Let him lead you. Hallelujah. We could all just come forward, just give him praise one more time. Seek him. Pray with one another. Hallelujah. Give him glory and thanks. Jesus. We